As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
You're on The Burt Show.
Abby, you had a nice little jaunt to North Georgia. Tell us how Dahlonega's doing.
I had the best Saturday. If you know me, you know my favorite thing to do is to go wine tasting. So I ended up scheduling this whole tour to all the North Georgia wineries with the One Less Lonely Girl Squad, which if you don't know, is this Facebook group I started for girls here in Atlanta to get out and do stuff together. And I've been wanting to do this for a while, but it's really expensive unless you have a big group. Like we booked with North Georgia Wine Tours, which was a really good deal, but albeit if you're just going to pay with like three people, it can be like pretty pricey. And so we all split it between 14 people and it was such a good deal. And they end up taking us to three wineries. You get lunch at a place and then you go to two other wineries and you start taking, you start getting those wine flights. And as somebody who's going to Napa next week and has planned this whole trip to California, I have to say there's one thing that the North Georgia wineries have over the ones in Napa that honestly, I feel like my expectations for Napa are a little bit higher.
Really?
So if you've ever planned a trip to Napa, which if you had, Godspeed to you because this thing is expensive. I'm so glad I'm going on my mom's dime. But you have to make reservations at different wineries. You can't just show up and say, hey, I want to drink some wine. You have to make plans. You have to have a schedule. You have to pick the ones close to each other because there's no Uber. So sometimes you have to bike to them. And my only criteria with picking wineries in Napa was that they were really pretty. And I just wanted to go to a place that has a really good aesthetic.
It's all about the gram, baby.
About. I'm like, it's Napa. The wine's going to be great.
Yeah, true.
You know what needs to be great? My Instagram picture. So when my mom and I were making plans, I was just scouring for the prettiest wineries. I'm like, we need to find three to go on this day that all have like a cottage aesthetic, one that looks like a castle. And I was surprised at how hard it was to find wineries that were aesthetically pleasing because a lot of them kind of looks similar. Some of them look like dystopian adobe ranch style houses, very boring, like minimalistic, but very like chic and kind of boring.
Probably because they're focused on the wine.
I know. And
the nerve of them.
But listen, there's hundreds of wineries in Napa. Entice me to go to yours because I know that your wine's probably going to be pretty good, but like make the little castle thing where I'm going to be tasting the wine aesthetically pleasing.
Stand out a little bit.
Yeah. Try a little harder, Napa. So I finally found a couple that I was really excited to go to because they're pretty and I'll get a good picture. And so then when we went to the ones in North Georgia, every single one we went to, it doesn't matter what the building looks like. It is the most stunning.
Yeah.
Aesthetically pleasing place you could drink wine. Like, of course, all of the buildings are really cute and very homey and feel like you're in North Georgia, but they're all like nestled in the mountains. So you're sitting there drinking wine and I'm literally like, are we quite literally in the heavens? Because you are up in the mountains. You have a scenic view of just all of the beautiful mountain ranges and the vineyards. We did not go to a single ugly winery. And I didn't even make these reservations because all of them were so stunning. I remember we were having lunch at Wolf Mountain Winery.
That's where Cassie got married.
And I see why, because it was so beautiful.
It is nice.
And we're sitting there in the cafe having lunch and you're just looking out at these gorgeous mountain ranges and
it's
the sky
beautiful.
Is blue. I mean, I don't know how Napa's going to top it, honestly. I mean, like, again, wine is wine. Like, everything's going to be good, but it was so beautiful and we had such a good time bopping around. So
good.
I highly recommend checking it out if you haven't gone to North Georgia yet for the wineries.
It is. It's gorgeous. And this time of year, let's get through the great pollinating. And then after that, like for sure, the weather's going to be like just impeccable and it would be a great time to go and scope everything out.
Oh yeah. I'm hoping to go back in the summer.
All right, so you sent me a video about drink orders that are sus, and there was one fact in there about gin and tonics. Is that legit? Is that real?
Yeah, I fact-checked it.
You did fact-check it? Okay.
And you know what? It makes a ton of sense because every guy that I have ever known will drink a gin and tonic. And knowing this fun fact, well, I don't know if I would call it fun, knowing this scary fact, it starts to make a lot of sense. So this is from an account called Joy X Jump. You got to look out for the people that are drinking gin and teas.
What's one drink or cocktail that if someone orders, you're keeping an eye on them for the rest of the night?
Gin and tonic every time.
Gin and tonics are nasty. And the number one drink ordered by serial killers. That's a fact. I have two answers because they're both just as dangerous as the other. Any formation of a Long Island iced tea. Another version, an AMF.
Who's of the legal drinking age that orders a Long Island iced tea?
Oh, you'd be stunned. And the worst part is a lot of people don't know what it is. This one's just as dangerous for a different reason. The green tea shot.
Oh, those are dangerous.
Because they're really good.
They're really good.
So I'm not like upset if you order it, but I'm scared because you're probably going to have 8 to 9.
You know how shocked I was when I found out there was no green tea and green tea shots?
It messed your life up a little bit.
I was like, wait a second. What do you mean there's whiskey in this?
But how about, so you were crime buddies.
Yes.
We're true crime buddies. And so I heard that and I'm like, I was hoping you fact checked it. And I'm like, so it's fact that gin and tonics were a popular drink for serial killers. That is true?
For psychopaths specifically. And it's funny because most serial killers are white males. Uh-huh. And the only people I know that drink gin and tonics are white guys.
Yeah, I've never even had a gin and tonic before.
No, I got alcohol poisoning off gin when I was 21.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Not younger than 21.
No, of course not.
And I smell Tanqueray and it's like.
I want no parts of it. That is very fascinating, though, that that's a psychopath drink.
I know, right?
It's funny because I was asking my brother because I feel like everybody has that one liquor that they demonize. Like you had one bad experience with it and you could never drink it again. And I asked my brother at the wedding I was at a couple weeks ago. I'm like, what liquor is that for you? And he's like, gin. I'm like, that's so specific that you drank too much gin. I have one glass of something with gin in it. I'm like, that's enough. That tastes like a Christmas tree. Yeah. I'm good.
It's funny he pointed out Long Island too, because my best friend is a bartender and he always told me, don't order Long Island's. Like, you always be judged. And he doesn't even know why. He doesn't have a true explanation as to why, but bartenders tend to judge you if you order any version of a Long Island iced tea.
I just feel like you have a problem with drinking because there's so many different alcohols in there.
You're trying to get to where you're going fast.
No, you're trying to take a one-way trip to vomit lane is what you're doing.
All right, so our mayor, Andre Dickens, had his State of the City speech yesterday and let the city of Atlanta know that Atlanta is going to install a new station for its MARTA rail system, actually several of them. And it's going to be happening on the south side, and it's going to give us access to the Beltline.
Oh, nice. Oh,
right? Fire me up.
So this new station is going to be situated at Murphy Crossing.
Shout out Murphy.
Yeah. We'll also be the first to connect directly to the Beltline. And what Mayor Dickens said was investments like Murphy Crossing and high-capacity transit on Campbellton Road will ensure that residents on the south side will have access to the best Atlanta has to offer. So according to the mayor, this will be the first of 3 additional infill stations, essentially new stations built on the existing line that MARTA hopes to build throughout the city.
That makes sense. It seems like you would have imagined MARTA was going to the Beltline before. I didn't realize it wasn't.
Yep.
That's one of the places it definitely should go.
And I mean, I tell you, I know I feel like they get a lot of crap, but for us, like, MARTA is smarter. Like, whenever we're going downtown, especially to if it's a Falcons game, if it's a Hawks game, if it's an Atlanta United game, my husband and I hop at that Lenox station and we just take MARTA all the way down because it's so much better than dealing with the traffic on 75-85.
I've only taken MARTA about 3 times since being here, but I've never had a problem. It was smooth as it could be, but all times.
I don't know. It's going to sound like I'm endorsing them and I'm not. They have the MARTA app. And so instead of having to do the MARTA card, you just hold your phone up to the gate and it just lets you right in.
Oh my God. I still haven't taken MARTA yet.
You haven't?
I know, because I haven't had like a reason to take it down there yet, but I want to because I hate having to Uber downtown because I get so car sick, so I might be MARTAing to our next Atlanta United game.
It's convenient. You should.
It's the Burt Show.
You're on the Burt Show.